Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, John, this is such an important time. Midterm elections are coming up.
Yes.
And we need to pray, but we need to know what to pray. And thank God, you know, for Pastor John Kilpatrick and others that are putting a prayer together, because we can talk to God. God listens to us. As a matter of fact, John, I want you to read us this prayer so we all can join in and pray over these midterm elections, because God will hear. You know, set this prayer up so we actually understand
yes.
about it.
Well, this prayer is written by Robert Henderson, and this is what he states. He says, prayer from the courts of heaven concerning the midterm elections. And this is what he advises. He says, please pray for this prayer, being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, pausing where you need to, add your own words as the Holy Spirit gives you unction. Also, I would suggest that it be prayed every day until the midterm elections. Remember, we have a right to petition from His court and see nations change.
So this is what we can do. So this is something we can pray over and over and over again. That's what we're going to make available to you.
This is so important.
John, pray us through this prayer.
Okay. Lord, we humbly come before your courts of heaven and petition you on behalf of the United States of America. As we approach the midterm elections in our nation, we are in jeopardy of your purposes being thwarted. We ask before you that you would have mercy on our nation.
Yes.
We ask that there would be a sweeping election of conservatives that would stand for your agenda within our nation.
Yes.
We ask from district to district, region to region, and state to state, those who carry your heart, morality, ethics, and desire shall be elected. We ask that President Donald J. Trump would have the men and women in Congress that is necessary to fulfill your purpose in him and through him.
Yes.
We ask, Lord, that your name would be glorified again within the United States of America, and the conservative values cherished by you would be upheld and reestablished in our nation.
Yes.
Lord, we ask the church, take responsibility for the loss of seats in our Congress, both the House of Representatives and the Senate, to demonic agendas. We realize that we have granted the devil the legal right to possess these seats in the spirit world. He has set within these seats those who will do his will. Lord, we repent for any and all our sins of commission and omission that we have allowed this. Lord, we repent for not praying for those who are in authority in accordance with 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 2. We have been disobedient and have not taken our place in the spirit world seriously. Forgive us for this negligent activity. May we take our place in the realm of the spirit in prayer and no longer abdicate it. May we be empowered by you to pray effectively for these seats and those who are to be in them. Lord, we repent for not being active in the political process and abdicating our rights to vote responsibly.
Yes.
We ask for you to forgive us and even those before us. We are guilty of negligence in this area. We allow the devil to possess these seats. We are sorry.
Yes.
We ask for the blood of Jesus to speak for us and these seats to be let go and return to your purposes and for your will in the earth.
Yes,
Lord, we ask that those who in your heart would sit again in these seats of government. Lord, we have made money and greed our motivation and have allowed the devil to possess these seats. We have been a people of entitlement and have voted for those promised us the most regardless of their worldview and policies. We repent and ask for you to forgive us.
Yes.
May the blood of Jesus speak on our behalf. May we have a heart for the good of the whole ahead of the good of the ones.
Yes.
We repent for being selfish and self-centered and allowing it to produce our worldview. Lord, we ask that you would deliver our culture from the socialist mentality that is driving it today.
Yes.
We ask that the heart of the culture would shift. Lord, let the powers of darkness that are fashioning the minds of this people be broken, even as we repent in behalf of ourselves and this culture. Lord, ask that the covering over the people's minds to be destroyed, according to Isaiah 25:7. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. Let every veil and covering warping the minds of people now be destroyed in Jesus' name. Lord, we also repent for abortion and the blood of innocent, empowering altars in the spirit realm that empowers principalities over our culture. We ask, Lord, that your blood will speak instead. Let the altars and their voices in the spirit realm be silenced by your blood and its voice, according to Hebrews 12:24. Lord, allow every mindset created by these voices against you within our culture begin to fall. The powers of darkness that have created these mindsets in culture, let them lose their power and rights. As we repent, Lord, have mercy on us and revoke the rights of these demonic entities that have shaped the thinking of culture. Let our nation's mind be freed. We ask, Lord, according to Daniel 7:25 through 26, that every intent of the Antichrist spirit to change times and laws now be frustrated. Even as was promised, let the court of heaven be seated and let this demonic power's rights be taken away and destroyed. Lord, we ask that the United States of America be freed from this influence and its destiny be restored. We ask this, Lord, for the sake of your purposes in America and the nations of the world. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Psalm 68:1 through 2. Now, Lord, cause a stirring in the heart of those who agree with your heart. Let them arise and vote in these midterm elections on November 6, 2018. We ask that all passivity would be broken and removed. We ask that hearts are freed and moved to take a stand for you and your purposes in America. Provoke the heart of all, including the complacent, and let them arise and vote in Jesus' name. Mm. We ask, Lord, that there would be a decision rendered from your court that would dissolve the rights of the adversary and cause his influence over the minds of the culture of the United States to now be suspended and even destroyed. Allow the midterm elections to seat true conservatives and reclaim the destiny of America as it is written in the books of heaven. Arise, O God, and have mercy on us, Lord, as we pray from your courts. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.